愿大家平安。我们的敬拜到诗班唱这首诗歌之后，好像达到最高潮了。
Our worship seems to have reached a climax with our choir singing.
我们感谢我们的诗班的成员。
I want to thank all the members of our choir.
今天早上我们要一起分享活在复活的基督里面。
This morning, I want to share with you living in the resurrected Christ.
我们要从哥林多前书第三章十到二十三节来分享这段经文。
I want to take a look at First Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 10 to 23.
在耶稣受钉的那一天发生一个很感人的故事。
On the day that Jesus was crucified, there's a very moving story.
有一位木匠的太太对那木匠说，罗马政府正在招标要人制造定罪犯的十字架。
There's a carpenter's wife told the carpenter said, the Roman Empire is looking for people to make cross for the criminals.
机会难得，我们要抓住这个机会。
This is a great opportunity, we need to seize this moment.
但那木匠却认为不要再做那种残忍的杀人工具。
But the carpenter didn't want to do, make these equipments for killing.
他的太太又说，那是个千载难逢的机会，我们得标的机会很大。
The wife said, this is a great opportunity, we could be selected.
若我们得标的话，我们就可以赚很多很多钱。
If we were selected, we can make lots of money.
木匠回答说，那种杀人的事情我不干了。
The carpenter said, I don't want to do this kind of thing.
于是他太太又劝他说，你只不过是做十字架，又没有把人钉上去。
The wife said, you're only making the cross. It's not you who are crucifying that person.
所以没有关系啦。
It's okay.
木匠说，我还是觉得不妥，心里不安啊。
The carpenter said, no, I don't feel good about this. I have no peace in my heart.
他的太太有点生气说，我你实在笨得可怜，你不做别人还不是在做。
The wife was very angry, said, you are very stupid. If, even if you don't do it, somebody else will make it.
正当两个人在争执的时候，他的小儿子从外面哭着回来。
As the two of them were fighting, their youngest son was crying and came back.
他们两个人异口同声地说，你在哭什么？发生了什么事情啊？
Both of them asked, why were you crying? What happened?
儿子回答说，我在街上看到一群人往哥他山去了。
The son said, I was on the street and I saw these people walking toward Calvary.
他说，我就跑过去看，看到耶稣在他们当中。
I ran over there to see and I saw Jesus was among them.
那个父亲就很着急地说，是不是我们所敬爱的那位耶稣啊？
The father said, was this the teacher that we respected, Jesus?
是啊，就是那位耶稣，当然还继续说。
And the boy said, yes, it's that Jesus.
耶稣自己扛了一只很大很重的十字架。
The Jesus was carrying a very big, a very heavy cross.
那男孩说，爸爸，你可知道那十字架是我们店里所做的十字架？
He said, Father, do you know that cross was made in our shop here?
耶稣背着我们所做的十字架。
He was carrying the cross that was made by us.
他们要把耶稣钉在我们所做的十字架上面。
They want to nail Jesus on the cross.
父亲说，你不要胡说，因为许多木具店里做十字架的。
The father said, no, that's not right. Many stores make cross.
耶稣被钉的十字架不是我们从我们店里所做的。
The cross that Jesus was carrying probably is not made here.
那男孩就很着急地解释说，爸爸，那真是我们制作的十字架。
The boy was very anxious and explained that, no, daddy, that was actually the cross that was made here.
他说，你是否还记得三天前有一个人来买橱柜？
So, do you remember that three days ago, somebody here to buy a cabinet here?
木匠点点头说，那男孩就接着说，当你们谈话的时候，我到门口去玩。
The carpenter nod, and the boy says, when you guys were talking, I was playing by the door.
看到了你所做了一只又粗又大的十字架。
I saw that you made a big heavy cross.
我就在那十字架上写了我的名字。
I wrote my name on the cross.
爸爸，当我在街上看到耶稣的时候，他刚好在我面前跌倒了。
And daddy, when I was on the street and I saw Jesus, he actually happened to fell right in front of me.
我看到那十字架上有我的名字。
I saw the cross with my name on it.
是我亲手签上去的。
Because I signed it there.
爸爸，那十字架上有我的名字。
Daddy, my name is on the cross.
那男孩说着说着就哭了。
As the boy was saying, he started crying again.
20世纪杰出的神学家叫 Reinhold Niebuhr 他告诉我们，只要你是属于一个国家的公民。
There's a famous theologian in 20th century, Karl Paul Reinhold. He told us that as long as you belong to a country, you're a citizen.
或是一个社会的一员，你已无法摆脱犯罪的行为。
Or if you're a member of society, you cannot be apart from offending any laws.
因为有谁能保证你所缴纳的税金不被误用去制造或购买杀人的武器呢？
No one can guarantee you that the tax that you pay would not be used to make or to buy killing weapons.
又有谁能保证你不会侵犯到别人的意愿和他的利益呢？
Who can guarantee you you will not infringe on other people's advantages and their wills?
虽然我们可能自己不犯罪，但是我们却不断的在犯共同的罪。
Even though we may not have sinned ourselves, yet we continue to sin together as a group.
这是尼布尔他所说的人类面临的困境。
This is indeed a great dilemma faced by all human beings.
说实在的，从信仰的角度来看。除了罪以外，人类应该不会面临什么困境。
Indeed, from the perspective of faith, besides sin, we usually don't have any other difficulties.
因为基督已经复活了。
Because Christ is resurrected.
然而，罪总是隐藏在那些我们觉得不是罪是正义的事情上面。
Yes, sin continues to be hidden in those things that we may not consider to be sinful.
基督已经复活，就是。要带领你胜过一切你看着是罪或觉得不是罪的事上面。
Christ is resurrected. He wants to lead you to overcome all those things that you think is sinful or not sinful.
活在复活的基督里，使我们在很多看似不可能的事情都变为可能了。
Living in the resurrected Christ, many things that may seem impossible is become possible.
我们将从六方面来看这个事情。
We'll take a look at it from six angles.
第一个角度我们来看是基督已经复活，我们要活出经得起火考验的生命。
Number one, Christ has risen. We want to live out the life that will withstand the test of fire.
特别是在哥林多前书三章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 13。
我们先起来练中文的，然后再来练一起练英文的。
Read it once in Chinese and then once in English。
好，哥林多三章十三节，请个人的
工
程必
显
露，
因为
那日
子
要
将
它
表
明
出
来，
有
火
发
现，
这火
要
试验
个人
的工
程怎样。
The work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. You will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work.
这里使徒保罗他慎重地提醒哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹。
Here, Apostle Paul reminded brothers and sisters in the church of Corinth.
我们个人的工程必然显露出来。
Our work will be revealed.
因为在那个日子有火要发现，要将它表明出来。
Because that day will have fire to bring it out to light.
这个火要试验个人的工程怎样。
This fire will test your work.
这里个人的工程最后怎样显露出来，到了那日子来临的时候，你的工程将要将它表明出来。
On the last day, then your work will be revealed, its true self.
到底你的工程是金银宝石还是草木合金？
Is your work gold, silver, costly stone, or is it wood, hay, or straw?
这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
This fire will test your work.
也许你会想说，到底我们个人的工程是什么？
You may ask, what is my work?
我可以分享很多个人的工程是什么。
I can share with you many work.
但今天我只分享基督已经复活，我们要活出经得起火的考验的生命。
But today I just want to share that Christ has risen. We want to live out a life that's worthy and can be tested by fire.
这工程就是你一生侍奉的生命是什么？
This work is your life, that your service to God.
我们先来看一段圣经。
Let's take a look at the passage.
我们一起来念约翰福音十二章二十六节来。
Let's read together John 12.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me.
弟兄姐妹，我希望你对侍奉有一个正确的一种观念。
Brother and sister, I hope that you will have a very correct concept about service.
你的工程，侍奉工程才能经得起火的考验。
So that your service, your work, will be able to endure the fire.
如果你的侍奉的观念是错的话，你将经不起火的考验。
If the concept of serving is incorrect, you will not be able to withstand the fire.
侍奉不是因为教会需要你的帮助。
Your service is not because the church needs your help.
侍奉不是因为你有很多恩赐才干。
Your service is not because you have lots of talents.
侍奉不是因为你信主有好多年了。
Service is not because you are a Christian for many years now.
侍奉不是因为你要当个好基督徒。
Service is not because you want to be a good Christian.
侍奉也不是因为牧师鼓励你要来参与。
And service is not because the pastor encouraged you to participate.
侍奉是来自一颗单纯奉献的心。
But service has to come from a pure heart of offering.
不是为了得到什么好处。
It's not because you want to receive any good things.
侍奉是基于你对上帝的感恩。
It's because you're thanksgiving toward God.
侍奉的动力不是关于你可以为上帝做什么事情。
The motivation of service is not because what you can do for God.
而是关于上帝已经为你所做的一切了。
It's about what God has already done for you.
基督已经为你复活了。
Christ has risen for you.
请问你要为他做什么？
What would you do for him?
以往的日子你是用什么心态来侍奉我们的主？
If you are not using this kind of attitude to serve God.
那现在你要用什么心态来面对你所侍奉的主？
So now, how do you face this Lord that you want to serve?
如果这个还不能够引起你侍奉主的心，我们来读一段圣经。
If this cannot motivate you to serve, let's read one more passage.
我们一起来读一下在罗马书第四章二十五节，请。耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
耶稣被交给人不是他自己做了什么事情。
Jesus was crucified not because what he had done.
这里告诉我们说耶稣被交给人是为什么。
Why was he delivered?
是为什么？是为我们的过犯。
It's for our sins.
如果我们没有过犯的话，耶稣不会被交给人的。
If we have not sinned, Jesus would not be delivered over to death.
那耶稣复活是为了什么呢？
Why was he raised?
是为叫我们称义。
For our justification.
如果耶稣没有复活的话，我们就没办法称义了。
If Jesus was not raised, then we were not justified.
我们再来看第二点，基督已经复活，我们要活出配的生命。
Number two, Christ has risen. We want to live out a worthy life.
在哥林多前书三章十八节。
First Corinthians 3:18.
为其念来，人不可自欺。你们中间若有人在这世界自以为有智慧，倒不如变作愚拙，好成为有智慧的。
Do not deceive yourselves. If any of you think you are wise by the standard of this age, you should become fools so that you may become wise.
在过去一个礼拜纪念基督受难的期间，
In the past week, as Reverend Mao was remembering how Jesus was suffered,
让我想的最多的是基提以先彼得三次不认主这件事情。
He was meditating how Peter denied the Lord three times before the rooster crowed.
我想象着当耶稣转身看着彼得那一刻的彼得面对耶稣的容颜，不晓得他心里是怎么想的。
Imagine when Jesus turned and looked at Peter. At that moment, what was Peter thinking?
我更想知道耶稣看着彼得的时候那一刻的感受，是否正在问彼得，你爱我吗？
I want to know when Jesus looked at Peter at that moment, was he asking Peter, do you love me?
又或者耶稣想让彼得想起他之前对他说过的话。
Or he wants Peter to remember what he has said before.
耶稣说，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
I pray for you, Simon, that you will not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
基督十字架的恩典永远是失败者可以重新站起来的力量。
The grace of the cross is a strength for us to stand up again after
we fail. 这个世界有太多跌倒和失败的人。
In this world, so many people have failed.
这个世界最需要的并不是更多如何成功的人生哲学。
What the world needs is not more philosophy on how to become more successful.
而是更多可以重新站起来的恩典。
We need more grace so that we can stand up again.
所以使徒保罗他劝勉哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹。
So Apostle Paul encouraged the brother and sister in the church of Corinth.
人不可自欺。
Do not deceive yourself.
人不可自欺。
Do not deceive yourself.
你欺骗自己，你自己知道。
If you deceive yourself, you actually know that.
你欺骗别人，别人或者知道。
You deceive others, they may or may not know.
但是有一个人永远知道。
But someone always know.
神一定知道。
God always know.
你们他说，你们中间若有人在这世界自由有智慧，倒不如变作愚拙，好成为有智慧的。
Any of you think you are wise by the standard of this age, you should become fools so that you can become wise.
弟兄姐妹，你知道自满、自以为是的人是无法被教导。
We all know that people who are arrogant, who know they're always correct, cannot be taught.
像那些法利赛人、文士，他们不能被教导，是因为他们太自满、太自以为是了。
Like the Pharisees and teachers of the law, they thought they're always right, so they cannot be taught.
希腊哲学家柏拉图他说，最聪明的人知道他缺欠的。多很多，因此努力追求智慧。
Plato says the smartest person know that he actually lacks a lot, so he will continue to seek wisdom.
保罗却说，若有人在这世界自以为有智慧，倒不如变作愚拙。
And Paul said, if you think you're wise by the standard of this age, you should become fool.
好，成为有智慧的。
So that you may become wise.
这里给我们一个很重要的信息。
This is a very important message.
智慧不是从变聪明开始。
Wisdom does not come from your own smartness.
我们很多时候我们想要变得更聪明。
Often we want to become smarter.
我们想说我们那么笨的话，经常被欺骗。
That when we're fool, we will be taken advantage of.
但是智慧不是从变聪明开始。
But to be wise is not coming from being smart.
是从什么开始？
Where did it come from?
从变作愚拙开始。
From becoming became fool, then you become wise.
你变作愚拙不代表你不聪明。
Just because you become fool does not mean that you are not smart.
但是一个聪明的人通常不会把自己变成愚拙的。
But a smart person usually is not willing to become fools.
在基督教伦理当中告诉我们，要变得有智慧，你要从变为愚拙来开始。
But the Christian teaching saying, in order to become wise, you need to first become fool.
所以什么是活出配的生命
？So what does it mean to live a life worthy?
活出配的生命到底是什么意思
？What does it mean to live out a worthy life?
根据一位牧师兼作家的一个雷斯蒂文他所说的话
，According to a pastor and an author said，
他说那个配的意义不是要努力活出基督的教导，或是效法耶稣的榜样。
To worthy doesn't mean that you want to try your best to live out Jesus' teaching or to learn his model.
而是与耶稣建立改变生命的关系。
But to build a relationship with Jesus so that it will transform your life.
而是与耶稣建立改变生命的关系。
To build a relationship with Jesus that will transform your life.
这个关系是我们生命的核心。
This relationship is the nucleus of your life.
就在这种关系里面，我们才能活出配的生命。
Through this relationship, we can live out a worthy life.
第三个我们要分享的是，基督已经复活，我们要活出与主连结的生命。
Number three, Christ has risen. We want to live out a life that is linked to the Lord.
在哥林多前书三章十九节，好不好？我们一起来念这段圣经。在上帝看是愚拙，如经上记着说，主叫有智慧的中了自己的诡计。
For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. It is written, He catches the wise in their craftiness.
要活出一个配的生命，我们的生命必须与主连结的，就像葡萄树与枝子的关系一样。
To live our life that is worthy, we need to be connected to Christ, just like the vine and the branches.
为什么这个连结这么重要
？Why is it so important to be connected with Christ？
耶稣说：“因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。”
Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing."
我们要活出与主连结的生命，我们不能从世界的智慧来学习。
We want to live our life that's connected to Christ. We cannot learn from this worldly wisdom.
使徒保罗劝勉哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹说：“因这世上的智慧，在上帝看是愚拙。”
Apostle Paul encouraged the brother and sister in Corinth that the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight.
他说如上如经上记得说主叫有智慧的中了自己的诡计。
As it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness.
我们有句话说聪明反被什么误。
It's Chinese saying that a smart person will fall into a trap of being smart.
是的是聪明反被聪明误。
Yes, indeed, a smart person may be actually trapped by himself.
使徒保罗就是这个意思。
This is the meaning of what Apostle Paul was saying.
我们不要被世界的智慧、世界的聪明误了。
Don't be trapped by the wisdom of this world.
从古到今，有多少人被世界的智慧所误了的人
？From ancient time till now, so many people depend on their own smartness.
那会一失足成什么恨呢
？But you could make one mistake.
是千古恨。
And you will regret forever.
什么叫千古恨？
What does it mean to regret forever?
那就是悔恨连连加没完没了的恨。
Continuous regret and hatred associated with it.
所以基督已经复活，我们要活出与主连结的生命。
As Christ is resurrected, we want to live out a life that's linked to Christ.
耶稣说，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他的里面。
Jesus abides in me, and I will abide in you.
这是个连结的生命。
This is a life that's connected.
藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。
You are within me, and I will be within you.
弟兄姐妹，你可以想想一想，你的位置现在在哪里
？Can you imagine where you are right now?
你的位置有没有在基督的里面
？Are you in Christ?
只要你在主的里面，他也就在你的里面。
As long as you are in Christ, and He is in you.
如果你不在主的里面，他不会在你里面的。
If you're not in Christ, He's not in you.
所以第四点，我们分享基督已经复活，我们要活出真门徒的生命。
Number four, Christ has risen. We want to live out the life of a true disciple.
在哥林多前书三章二十节一起念来，又说：“主知道智慧人的意念是虚妄的。”
And again, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile.
这句话的意思是神知道人人心中的意念。
It says that God knows all the thoughts of every man.
没有任何事情可以瞒得过神。
Nothing is hidden from God.
并且神知道人的意念是虚空，毫无价值的。
And God knows that our thoughts are emptiness. It was worthless.
两个多礼拜前，我到 Arcadia 去看牙医。
Two weeks ago, Reverend Ma went to see a dentist.
我把我的牙齿好好的修整一下。
To fix up his teeth.
你们看不到的还有一个洞。
You cannot see, but it's a cavity.
在路上，我就在听那个 KKLA 99.5的这个平台。
On the way, he was listening to KKLA message.
那天他刚好谈到什么是真门徒。
On that day, talk about what does it mean to be a true disciple.
以下我用英文来转述我当时所听到的。
So, Rama will use English to explain it.
所以你要翻中文。
好，可以。
如果我讲错，你就把它翻成正确就好了。他说什么是个真的门徒
？What is a true disciple?
What is a true disciple? 他说，第一个是 ，a disciple must be a Christian.
一个门徒一定是要一个基督徒。
如果不是基督徒的话，他就不能作为门徒。
If you're not a Christian, you cannot be a disciple.
所以 a disciple must be a Christian.
所以一个门徒一定要是一个基督徒。
因为他还有一些资料可以去分享他的人的 他跟人的分享他的神的生命。
Then he can share his own life testimony with others.
所以基督徒很重要。
It's very important to be a Christian first.
第二点，他说 a disciple 他要做什么 ？A disciple has a growing relationship with Jesus.
第二点啊，一个真正的门徒有跟在主成长的一个关系。
一个门徒就是跟主有不断在连接一种关系里面在成长的一个人。
Continue to be linked to the Lord and continue to grow with Christ.
他不断有一个 growing relationship with Jesus.
一个跟耶稣有一个成长的关系。
那这个关系是非常重要的。
It's a very important relationship.
他的意思是说，不是你自己在活。
It's not living by yourself, for yourself.
你是活在耶稣基督里面。
You live in Christ.
而且你活在他里面，你会成长。
You live in Him and you continue to grow.
所以这种 growing relationship with Jesus 是非常重要的。
Very important to have this 成长的关系。
我会把你搞糊涂了。这个只有你才有办法，所以是你翻译的。第三个，他说 ，a disciple。 has obeyed the law in every part of his life.
一个门徒在他生命的每一部分都遵守神的法律，
是生命的每一个部分在遵守的。
And every aspect of your life, you continue to be obedient.
Obey the law in every part of your daily life.
在每生命的每一个部分都遵守。
我不是现在我就遵守这一部分，那一部分我就算了。
It's not that I only follow this part and ignore the others.
而如果是这样的话，你永远不可能成为一个真正的门徒。
You cannot become a true disciple.
你可能成为半个门徒。
You're just half a disciple.
或者成为四分之一门徒。
Or maybe just a quarter of a disciple.
但是耶稣要的是什么？
But what do we want from you?
耶稣要的是你的全部。
He wants a whole of you.
他要 obey the law in every part of your daily life.
生命的每一部分都要遵守。
第四个很重要。
Number four, very important.
他说 ，a disciple must be a disciple maker.
一个门徒也是要训练别人做门徒。
你必须要去使人成为门徒的人。
You have to make disciples.
因为在马太福音28章，耶稣告诉他学生说：“你们要使人做门徒。”
Matthew 28 says, "You need to go and make disciples."
A disciple must be a disciple maker.
一个门徒一定要能够做其他门徒。
我们教会花了很长的时间，已经有至少3年在做门徒训练。
Our church spent about 3 years about discipleship training.
也许在这个时间看起来好像没有什么大的进展。
We might not seem that we did not make much progress in 3 years.
而你也看到弟兄姐妹的生命好像没有多大改变。
Not much change among brothers and sisters.
但是不要太担忧。
But don't worry.
那个时间还没有到。
The time is not here yet.
当到的时候就会结果子。
When time is here, then you will bear fruit.
我们都用信心来期待。
We have faith and we look forward to the hope in Christ.
千万不要失望。
Don't be discouraged.
第五个我们一起来想的是
Number five.
基督已经复活，我们要活出被神成全的生命。
Christ has risen. We want to live our life that is fulfilled by God.
这段圣经比较长一点，我们也是一起来练这段圣经。
Let's read again.
所以无论谁都不可拿人夸口，因为万有全是你们的。或保罗，或亚波罗，或基法，或世界，或生，或死，或现今的事，或将来的事，全是你们的。
So then, no more boasting about human leaders. All things are yours. Whether Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world of life, of death, or the present, or the future, all are yours.
当我在读这两段圣经的两节圣经的时候。
As we're reading these two verses,
有一个关键词就跳到我的眼中了。
There's a very important phrase that jumped out to you.
就是22节说万有全是你们的。
That all things are yours.
23节说什么？全是你们的。
All are yours.
我看到这两节的时候，我心中有很大很大的感动。
When Redman was reading this, he was very moved.
耶稣基督已经复活了。
Jesus has risen.
So, 万有全是你们的。
So, all are yours.
全是你们的。
All are yours.
这是保罗对更多教会弟兄姐妹所讲的话。
This is what Apostle Paul said to the brothers and sisters in Church of Corinth.
弟兄姐妹，当你读到更多前书的前三章的时候
，As you read the first three chapters of First Corinthians,
你也许会奇怪保罗为什么这样结束这一章。
You may wonder why the Apostle Paul concluded this chapter this way.
当他说完智慧与高级属灵伟人之后，就总总结说万有全是你们的。
After he talked about wisdom and talked about all these wonderful spiritual giants, then he said, "All are yours."
他说万有全是我们的。
All are yours.
那我们又是基督的。
We are Christ.
那基督又是神的。
Christ belongs to God.
保罗到底想说什么呢
？So what's the Apostle Paul trying to say?
简单说，保罗期望我们能活出被神成全的生命。
Simply, God wants us to. Apostle Paul wants to live out a life that is fulfilled by God.
保罗他在这里似乎说，你们更多信徒惯用你们的希腊文化、智慧和哲学，按照你们的智慧啊，你们有偏爱和拣选。
Paul is saying that these you Corinthians, you use the Greek culture, Greek wisdom, Greek philosophy, and use your own wisdom, and you pick and do the things that you want to do.
你们对人、对道理、对做法有偏爱，这些偏爱多与你们的智慧和哲学的思想方式有关。
You're partial to certain people, to certain thinking, to certain way of doing things, and these is because of your own wisdom and your own philosophy.
但我要你们晓得，万有无论好坏以及万人，都是神用来成全你们的。
But I want you to know everything, including good people, bad people, good things and bad things. Everything God uses to fulfill your life.
连世界和死亡也是神使用的凭借。
Even this world and death can be used by God.
为着你们的益处来效力的。
To work it out for your own benefit.
万有是你们的仆役，是为着成全你们的。
Everything is used to serve you, to give you a fulfilled life.
所以根据这段圣经
，So according to this passage,
也在我们的教会要进入40周年的时候
，As our church enter 40th anniversary,
在这里我要对我们 CCCSB 的弟兄姐妹说几句掏心窝的话。
I want to say a few words to our brother and sister from the deep within my heart.
请你不要觉得。我们教会不是你该停留的地方。
Don't feel that our church is a place that you didn't want to stay.
不是你该服侍的地方。
Our church is not a place for you to serve.
即使我们 CCCSB 的光景或者不是你所期望的。
Even if our current condition is not what you expected.
或者是一些事情不是你想看到的。
Or a certain thing that you didn't want to see.
但是仍然使用他的名和信实所建立的 CCCSB 来成全你。
But God will continue to use His name and use this church to build you up, to fulfill you.
他将使用你所不满意的教会，为叫你得益处，并为你为之效力。
He will use this imperfect church to help you to grow and to help you to serve.
这就是说，你需要这样的教会。
In other words, you need this kind of church.
不是一个十全十美的教会。
Not a perfect church.
但是这里，这是你的属灵的家。
But this is your spiritual home.
我在台湾的时候
，When Reverend Mao was in Taiwan,
许多信徒认为在台北、台中的教会比我们乡下的教会好多了。
Many believers in the countryside will think that all the churches in the big cities are much better.
他们总是想要搬到那个地方去。
They're thinking about moving to a big city.
但是搬去那里的人都感到失望。
But many people moved there and then they were very disappointed.
他们不是失望那个城市。
They're not disappointed about the city.
他们也不全是失望那个教会。
And not completely disappointed about the church.
他们是失望他们自己的期望。
But they're disappointed about their own expectation.
弟兄姐妹，好多时候我们是真的是好失望我们自己的期望，因为我们期望落空了。
Often we were very disappointed about our expectation because we cannot reach it.
所以不要被你的期望所迷惑掉了。
So don't be confused by your expectation.
这说明一件事情。
It's saying one thing.
我们不该移到那个我们想象中更好的教会。
We really should not try to move to a church that we think is better.
以致经常换教会
，and keep changing and switching churches.
这里走走，那里看看
，to visit this one and to see that the other one.
你的心永远不会定下来
，and your heart would not be stable.
无论你在哪里
，regardless where you are,
那教会就是都是神要成全的地方。
That is where God wants to use that church to fulfill you.
就像神也会用我们 CCSB 来成全我们每个人一样。
Just like God will use CCCSB to fulfill your life.
所以这两节经文告诉我们。
So these two passages tell us.
神使用每一件事情成全我们。
God uses everything to fulfill you.
所以万有全是为着我们。
That everything is all for you.
我们是为着基督。
We are for Christ.
基督是又是为着神。
Christ is for God.
神使用每一件事情成全我们。
God uses everything to fulfill us.
使我们成为基督活的身体
so we can become a living body of Christ.
所以我们一同做肢体是为着侍奉基督
that we are part of this body to become like Christ, to serve him.
而基督是为着神的彰显
and Christ is to manifest God.
因此基督是为着神
so Christ is for God.
所以神是借着基督彰显 神是借着基督彰显基督是借着我们得彰显
So God manifests himself in Christ and Christ manifests himself in us.
而我们是借着万有被成全的。
And through all things we can become fulfilled.
我们如果看到这一点
If we can see this one point,
我们就不会发怨言。
We will not be complaining.
也不会有偏爱。
We will not have, be partial.
或是拣选或是挑选。
Or to pick on other people.
觉得自己不如人
or feel that you're not good enough.
觉得自己的教会不如人的教会
or think that your church is not good enough as compared to other people.
不但如此，我们会满意的接受神为我们所命定的一切。
We will accept contently what God has given us.
如果我是说，如果神他可能命定我们，如果神命定你过一个有难处的教会生活。
If God give you a church life that's full of difficulties,
你应当接受。
You need to accept it,
并且为此来赞美神。
And to praise God because of it.
神可能命定你，给你一个很难相处的弟兄姐妹。
God may give you a brother and sister that's very difficult to get along with.
神可能命定给你一个很难相处的丈夫或妻子。
God may give you a spouse that's very difficult to get along with.
神也可能命定给你面临一场大病。
God may give you a great illness.
为的是建造你，成全你。
But all these is used to build you up.
他甚至会用命定死亡。
He would even use death.
这就是，但就是连一个难以相处的弟兄姐妹、配偶或病痛啊，死亡本身。
But even if there is a difficult brother and sister, a difficult spouse, or illness, or death,
也都是为着我们。
All these are for us.
并且是用来成全我们。
And use it to fulfill us.
所以我们需要接受神所命定的。
So we need to accept what God has given to us.
并且承认这是神所用来成全我们的。
And to admit that God is using this to fulfill us.
最后我们来看，基督已经复活，我们要活出属基督的生命。
Lastly, Christ has risen. We want to live out the life of Christ.
啊，这里有四段圣经，我们就分开来念。
There's four passages to read separately.
我们先一起来念中文的，一起来。岂不知你们是上帝的殿，上帝的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏上帝的殿，上帝必毁坏那人，因为上帝的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。或保罗，或亚波罗，或基法，或世界，或生或死，或现今的事，或将来的事，全是你们的，并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属上帝的。
Verse 16. Don't you know that you yourself are God's temple, and that God's spirit dwells in your midst?If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple. So then, no more boasting about human leaders. All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future. All are yours, and you are of Christ, and Christ is of God.
这段经文当中有很重的信息告诉我们。
It's a very important message in this passage.
基督是一切的根基。
Christ is the foundation of everything.
我们所建造的一切的工程都在基督上面来建造的。
Whatever we build, we use the Christ as our foundation.
但是我们在我们的社会当中确实有一些根本不是基督徒的人，标榜自己是基督徒，但却过着非基督徒的生活。
But we see that in the society that many non-Christians, they call themselves Christians, but they don't live a Christian life.
这种人一个名称给他们叫做受洗的非基督徒。
Some people call them baptized non-Christians.
你不要以为受洗就是一定是基督徒。
Don't think that just because you're baptized, you're a Christian.
有很多是受洗的非基督徒。
There are many who are baptized non-Christians.
我不是在这里在批评你们。
I'm not trying to criticize you.
我是在提醒我自己。
I'm also using it to remind myself.
我们如果是一个受洗的基督徒，我们要活出基督的样式出来。
If we're a baptized Christian, we need to live out the life of Christ.
如果我们成为一个受洗的非基督徒的话，我们跟世界上的人有什么不一样？
If we're baptized non-Christians, our life is no different from other people.
耶稣为什么为我们的罪被钉在十字架上
？Why was Christ crucified on the cross？
他的受死就是没有益处的。
Then his death was meaningless。
所以，我们既然受洗成为基督徒，就要成为真正的基督徒。
Since we're baptized, we need to live out a life of Christ。
因为在现今的世界，有许多宗教骗子从未成为真正的基督徒。
We know that there's many religious liars out there that would never become true Christians.
也有许多背离信仰的人，他们曾有一段时间处处表现得像基督徒。
Also, there are some people maybe at one point in their life they look like they're Christians, but they turn away from the faith.
然后就全然的放弃了。
They give up on Christ.
然后那个撒旦欺哄人，误导人。
We know that Satan could deceive you and mislead you.
而且他最狡，撒旦最狡猾的 的轨迹就是让真正的基督徒在世人面前过着一个非基督徒的生活。
And the greatest trick from Satan is for true Christians to live out a life that is not a true Christ life.
所以撒旦的诡计是让我们基督徒在世人面前过一个虚假的基督徒的生活。
Satan will cause us to live out a fake Christian life in front of others.
我要指出来是说，这样的人没有活出属基督的生命。
This kind of person did not live out the life that belongs to Christ.
他好像又是属基督的。
Seems that he belongs to Christ.
但是又是断开的。
Yet he was separated from Christ.
我们真的求主帮助我们。
We ask God to help us, Lord.
我们要紧紧的连接上来。
We need to be connected to Christ closely.
要不然我们如果这样，我们没有活出属基督的生命的话，我们的生命等于就是最后我们是经不起火的考验。
If we don't live out a life like Christ, we cannot endure the test of fire.
但是我们知道说，跟这个完全不同的，乃是活出属基督生命的基督徒。
Oppositely, we want to live out the life of Christ.
这是教会元首耶稣基督他所期望的。
This is what Christ desired.
真正的基督徒生活从来都不需要登广告。
A true Christian life, you don't need to advertise it.
也不需要做宣传。
You don't need to declare it.
它会自然而然地散发出吸引人的芳香、馨香之气。
It will spontaneously really be attractive and have these fragrance.
就像花蜜会吸引蝴蝶一样。
Just like honey will attract a butterfly.
是不是每个人都会被真正的基督徒生活所吸引呢？
Would everybody be attracted to the true Christian life?
当然不是。
Of course not.
许多人一旦得知真正的基督徒生活是怎么一回事，就会产生反感，甚至怎么样愤怒不已。
Many people, once they realize what does a true Christian life look like, they would dislike it or they would actually become angry.
这就是我们在所写那一本合神心意的见证的前三章要告诉我们的事情。
This is the first three chapter on the book that we are studying about essential witnessing.
这个世界不欢迎真正的基督徒。
This world does not welcome true Christians.
这个世界喜欢虚假的基督徒。
This world like fake Christians.
我们是要变成虚假来跟随这个世界往前走，还是要成为一个真的基督徒，活在神的面前？
Do we live out a fake life to follow this world, or do we live out a true Christian life to follow Christ?
但是一般而言，一个人活出基督的生命都会吸引人，而且备受赞扬。
But in general, if you truly live out a life of Christ, you will attract other people to you, and you will be praised.
使徒保罗在这里先说，你们是上帝的殿。
Apostle Paul said, "You are the temple of Christ."
你们上帝的灵住在你们里头。
God's Spirit lives in you.
这是他先说的话。
This is what he said.
然后他就说，你们是属基督的。
You are of Christ.
然后基督又是属上帝的。
Christ is of God.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有看到他把这个次序摆出来的
？You can see that this order is very clear.
什么是第一？什么是第二？什么是第三？什么是第四？他摆了清清楚楚的。
He very clearly set out what is number one, number two, number three, number four.
所以从哥林多前书三章二十二到二十三节，让我们很清楚的看见一个次序。
So we can see very clearly from 1 Corinthians chapter 3:22-23.
第一是神。
Number one is God.
第二是基督。
Number two is Christ.
第三是教会或是教会的弟兄姐妹。
Number three is church or your brothers and sisters in Christ.
第四是工人。
Number four is co-workers.
但不管是第三、第四，我们都要在基督的根基上来建造我们自己。
But number three and number four is built on the foundation of Christ.
我们求主帮助我们了解这个次序的重要性。
We ask God to help us to understand the importance of this sequence.
最后，我们来看一段圣经来做今天的讲道的结束。
Lastly, we'll conclude a passage.
我们来练一下，先练中文。如果上帝的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Romans 8:9 You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ.
好，我们来唱一首诗歌。
We'll sing a hymn.
复活得胜主
Thy is the glory.
生命圣诗